Video: Florida student hit by car during anti-ICE walkout. By Amy Furr on February 19, 2026. A student believed to be part of an anti-ICE walkout in West Palm Beach, Florida, was hit by a car Monday and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police said officers responded to the incident around 12:30 p.m. near the South Wind Plaza on North Military Trail, CBS 12 reported Monday. The driver remained at the scene, and the young person was taken to a local hospital for treatment. Video footage showed firefighters and police officers surrounding the student, who was lying on the ground as traffic passed. The minor was reportedly a student from Palm Beach Lakes Community High School. The minor being struck by a vehicle comes as hundreds of students from at least four Palm Beach County high schools took to the streets in coordinated protest against ICE. The schools involved were reported to be Lake Worth Beach High School, John I. Leonard High School, Royal Palm Beach High School, and Palm Beach Lakes High School, the CBS article said. One of the walkouts turned into a fight and police had to intervene, WPTV reported Monday. Meanwhile, Breitbart News has highlighted the fact that teachers and school administrators across the nation have been leading children off their campuses to participate in often violence-prone and dangerous left-wing protests against ICE. Some parents, though, are condemning the schools for allowing kids to leave school grounds and engaging in dangerous activities, the outlet said. Watch. State leaders have begun preventing teachers and school administrators from encouraging such demonstrations amid rising violence by emotional and uninformed children, Breitbart News's Warner Todd Houston wrote Tuesday, noting authorities in Texas and Florida have been working on the issue. Watch. Indeed, the investigation into anti-ICE student walkouts widened on Monday, with three additional Texas school districts added to a growing probe examining whether officials coordinated or encouraged students to join the January 30 protests, the outlet's Randy Clark reported Thursday.